Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport, 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
But anyways, we've got Fago on the line with us tonight, and we've got Elijah White, everybody. How you doing, Elijah?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, I don't have anybody.
You don't have me?
No, we're here.
I'm here.
Check, check.
I'm here, Elijah. Can you hear me?
I was just talking to our producer up, and all of a sudden, I don't have nothing.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, hold on.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo.
Technical.
There we go.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Is it working now?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. I have no
computers.
Idea.
Yeah, I'm all asking Elijah. What happened, Elijah? What happened there? You're the smart one in the bunch, that's for sure. We're not the smart ones. We're guys. So, Elijah White, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. And that's awesome to have you on our show finally. I've been wanting to get you on here, and finally we do. I'm stoked on it. But there's like a handful. There's actually quite a few lady racers. And don't take this wrong, all you ladies out there, but there's not a lot that are really fast like you are. You know what I mean? They're, at the top level, there's a few more, but it's like there's not a ton in our area, I guess I should say that, right? In our area, that are as fast as you are.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have competition as in the female area, or is there just no competition for you?
For me, there isn't much competition, but I just think it's probably lack of experience. Maybe, I don't know.
Right. That's all it is. How long have you been karting?
15 years.
15 years? How the heck old are you? You've been karting since you were
20 in October, and I started when I was 5.
20? Oh, okay. 15 years you've been karting. Wow.
Yes.
No wonder you're so dang fast, because I can't even start to keep up with you. I mean, I can't. I just I can't even. You go by me like I'm standing still, and I think I'm hauling butt. But that's why I race in the Masters, you know, because old guys got to race with the other slow guys. So you started in kid kart then, on the little kart, huh?
Yes. Started out
and
in kid kart. I got my first go-kart, so when I was like 3 and a half, my grandpa, we used to have the track out in Kerman. We lost it back in 2005, and so every day after preschool, my grandpa would drive me out there and just drive until I was tired.
After preschool, you said. He's been driving since preschool, you guys. So everyone out there that's listening, don't get all bummed when Elijah goes ripping by you, because she started in preschool, okay? So she's got a lot of experience. Holy cow. I mean, because you didn't Vasquez, didn't he win last year? Who won last year? Oh, it was
I think David beat me.
Did he beat you? You were gonna beat him at
last
the
year.
Let's get this out of the way. Yeah, last year did Peterson win the championship?
Yeah.
Right, but not too many points off of Vasquez, right? I mean, it was right there.
No, it was really close between those two.
Right. I remember that she came to the last race, right?
Yeah.
Right. And just for the record, Elijah was going to pounce on Vasquez last week or 2 weeks ago now in the KPX, but she threw a chain right when she was going to make that pass, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Right? I was wondering. I was sitting there going, man, is she going to pass him? And then I looked and he was out there by himself. I was tripping, like I still told you last week. And then I saw you walking through the paddock. I was like, what? What happened? Apparently you threw a chain, huh?
Yeah, I just threw a chain. We have a guide now. We have a chain guide now.
Nice. I got one too, and then I broke it. My chain came off, and it grabbed onto it and snapped it. It was, so I didn't have it on right. It wasn't fitting my cart proper, so I just kind of tucked it down out of the way. Well, it wasn't tucked out of the way too good, and I broke the dang thing, but... What a bummer, man. That was like towards the end of the race, too. Didn't you put in a bunch of laps before that happened?
Yeah. I think we had like 5 laps to go.
Man, and you were just like, all right, here's my opportunity. Here's where I'm going to do it, huh? Because you were, I mean, you were, you couldn't fit a toothpick in between you guys around the whole track. You guys
we were bumper to bumper pretty much around the whole track.
Right? It was a cool thing to watch. You guys just pulled away, too. You guys just checked out. It was pretty cool. And I've been watching you for the few years. This is my third year, this is the third season of karting. And I've been watching you, you know what I mean? Because I'm just very intrigued that a girl is going and playing with the boys, because they can't do that very often. You know what I mean? Not to be prejudiced or be mean to girls or anything, but guys are just different. Their muscles, their this and that. And they don't get to go. The girls can't come to the guys' league and play very often. They do. I mean, don't get me wrong. They do. And you're one of them rare occasions where you come and play with the boys and you spank most of them. I mean, you just spank them. I trip out, man. It's like every time. I've been watching you for the last few years, and you've just been, like, in the KPX. All of a sudden this year, you're just on fire. Did you, like, step it up another level this year?
We did a lot of work and testing on the off season, and we've been racing pretty much every weekend. Like, leading up to the last KPX race, I raced 3 weekends prior.
Nice.
So we had four race weekends in a row.
Right, that's awesome. So that just puts credit towards seat time, right? Everyone always says more seat time. You need seat time, and that's what you got.
Yep.
Seat time. Right.
Have a lot of seat time.
So that's your advice. Is that the advice you'd give anybody out there, like up and comers, some new kids, or some girls that are watching you for inspiration? I mean, I don't know. Do you hear an echo? Am I echoing to you, Elijah? Do you hear an echo when I talk?
No, I don't hear an echo.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, what would be your advice to some of the little people out there?
Just some advice. As far as training-wise goes, I would just, like, every time I go to the track, I put in at least 100 laps. Like, 100 good quality laps. It's just mainly seat time and just learning to understand the cart. And once you get to understanding what the cart does and what the changes do to the cart, then that's where the big difference is, too.
Right. When you know what a change is going to do, right? Because that was my problem. It still is my problem. Is I can't. I can. If you tell me what the cart's doing, I can tune your cart to work better for you. But I can't tell you what my cart's doing to make it better for me. You know what I mean?
It's hard. That's one thing I noticed that's one thing that's helped me a lot this season is I'm able to understand the changes more, and I started reading my data off the Micron, and so that's helped me a bunch.
Right. That data acquisition, man, that's something to be, I mean, it's just, you can see exactly where you're at, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and see how you're improving throughout the day or throughout each session and stuff like that.
Right. Well, the new Microns, too, it can blink red or green, and it can tell you if you're going slow in a section or you need to pick it up, too, so you can, it's like on the fly. You know, you can see if you're doing good or not, right? On the Micron 5? Right. And you can't cheat anymore. Like, kids can't come in and go, oh, man, the cart is not working. And Dad can go, hey, well, yeah, it is. It's working fine. You're just hitting the brakes too early over here. You're not on the gas or you're not, you know what I mean? There's no cheat your pops anymore, you know what I mean? The kids and stuff. Because, I don't know, you can't blame it on the cart, I guess. But,
nope, not all the time.
What, how many champions do you have?
Honestly, I have a lot of club championships, but as far as, like, big stuff, I haven't really run that much big stuff. I ran a couple races in SCUSA, I think a year or two ago. I got second in S3. But as far as championships go, it's mainly club stuff, but I have quite a few of those. I don't know how many.
You don't even know how many people. You heard that in here? She's the girl that has so many trophies that she's, like, just throwing them away. I have, like 20 that I've had in my whole life. I got my first trophy ever 3 years ago when I started. So I'm still, like, cherishing every trophy I get. You're like, trophy, whatever. Huh. What's the championship?
No.
No, you put the trophies. You're like, all right. Right? Good. Do you have them all over your house? How many trophies do you have? You know how many trophies you have?
I don't know. My grandpa has a shop, and the shop is full, but it's a mixture of me, my dad, and my grandpa's trophies. Because my dad, I'm a third generation racer, so my dad and my grandpa both race cars as well.
Oh, so it's just in your blood. I'm getting
it. Yeah, there's a little bit of that, too.
Right? I mean, geez, that's awesome. What year is his grandpa? What year did he start karting?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, man, we need to talk to grandpa. We need him on the phone. We want to talk to him. So I would love to talk to him to see, you know, the differences, you know, between then and now and club racing. And, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that are saying the clubs are, like, not the clubs are falling apart, but racing's kind of falling apart. Just getting too rough, people not respecting other people's, you know, space in on the track, just smashing and bashing, you know. There's just a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I can see that. I dealt with that a little bit before, multiple times, but you just got to keep your head down and just keep trying and never giving up.
Right. There's some more advice. Right there. You heard it here. Hump Day with the Real First from Elijah White. Keep your head down and keep charging.
I'm here. I just lost my headset. My headset just died. I'm still there. Am I here? Am I there?
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay. I'm still tripping on the many years of racing. 15 years you've already been racing, and 17 years in the kart, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then, what did Grandpa race? Do you know what he raced? What was around back then?
I just know it was a lot of, like, Reed motors and stuff like that. Whatever. I honestly have no idea what that even is. It's a lot of vintage stuff.
You just drive, huh? That's what you do. You just drive.
Yeah, pretty much. They let me work on the cart a little bit this year, which I'm very appreciative for. But usually they just want me to focus on driving.
Right. You hear that, Grandpa? She's very appreciative. She loves working on the car. Thank you, Grandpa. But, I wonder, I would love to get the whole family on here. You know, get your whole family on the phone. Get Dad and Grandpa and just talk to three different generations. You know, there's a difference in it. You know, what he saw, training your dad, where your dad sees training you, the differences in then and then. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, just from when I was in kid karting's changed so much. It's
right?
Just constantly changing. It's amazing.
Better stuff. Equipment. I mean,
yeah,
way better.
Just everything.
Right. Do you think, like, let's say I have a 2015 Burrell, and compared to the 2018 Burrell, I'm just a dinosaur, huh?
I've heard that sometimes the slightly older chassis are working better than the new ones. I mean,
what?
I remember with the which one was it? My shifter. For a lot of people had liked the 2008 Road Rebel, and so they always wanted that one. So everybody was always looking for the 08s until you just couldn't get the 08s anymore. So then they had to start using new chassis because all the other ones were all cracked.
That was a CRG.
Yeah, that was a CRG,
right?
Yeah.
How'd you like your CRG?
For my shifter, I liked it. And then I had one. I had the 4-stroke chassis as well before I went to the VLR. I liked it originally, but I feel like you couldn't drive it as hard, and it was harder to tune, and I couldn't really tell what the changes made, what the changes did to the cart. I couldn't really understand
cool.
it. I couldn't really grasp it.
Right. I asked you because I had one, and it was so hard for me to tune. When I had it dialed in, it was such a sick cart. I mean, it was on rails, but to get it to that point was so hard. It was next to impossible, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard that you just have to have a lot of, you have to have three axles, you got to have three sets of hubs, you got to have three sets of wheels, you got to have, you know, all this different stuff to make them work proper. And but when you do, they're one of the best carts around, you know?
Yeah. And what we ended up doing when we finally were started going faster and faster with our CRG, we started cutting the axle to get it as narrow as could be, pretty much.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah,
which
we ended up going to 49.
Wow.
It helps the car hike the inside tire. So it helps, it like gives it more grip, but then it doesn't in a way. It's like backwards, but the, with the 40 millimeter stuff, it's backwards from the 50 mil.
Oh, really?
It's backwards, yeah. So when you usually on the 50 millimeter, when you widen it, it gives, it's more planted. Whereas when you, is that right? I think that's right. Yeah, so
you
I just remember it's backwards.
You have to lean over to the coach, huh? You have to lean over the coaches and go, am I cool here? I mean, coach class dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got Pops there. See, you gave it away. We might have to get him on the phone, man. If he wants to call in, that'd be awesome. If he has another phone he could call in on, it'd be awesome. So we'd love to talk to him. Like I say, I see you guys ripping through the paddock all the time, and it's just awesome to see the whole family, you know, dialed in with it. And what I really like is that it's the third generation. That is awesome. That really is. That's amazing.
We have a lot of fun racing. We love it. Just purely love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, you guys have been doing it for I don't know how many years. I mean, did your dad know what year?
His dad, your grandpa, started karting? Does your dad know what year your grandpa started karting?
Yeah, I can ask him, but I don't even know if he's home right now, to be honest. I can text him, though.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, your grandpa's not home, or your dad's not home. I'm confused now.
My dad's not home right now.
Oh, okay. But, third generation, that's awesome. I wonder how many other, I know of, two generations, a lot of that. And there is some three, Cole Nelson. They're third generation, right? Because they got the little kids in it now. And, Cole was in it, and then his dad was in it. So there's another third generation. I'm just trying to think of other third generation guys out there, and there's probably a ton of them. I just don't know at all, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, well, what's the difference, you think, in between – how does the KPX versus your local racing compare?
The KPX is definitely more competitive. It's like there's a lot more carts. I feel like personally, the clubs are just not getting the cart counts that they need or that they even want. I think it's just because of the finances, because of karting is so expensive. Oh, my dad said my grandpa started in 1980.
In 80. Okay. What year were you born?
What year was I born?
Yep.
1998.
1998. 18 years before you were born, he was karting. Man.
Yes.
And then what about Pop? When did he start? And how many years was he in it?
I'm not too sure. I'm pretty sure let me ask.
I think in 1980, I'm gonna throw myself under the bus here. I was, I think I was in fifth grade or fourth grade. I graduated in 88, so that would be 4 years of high school, 2 years of junior high, and then 6-5. Yeah, I was in fourth or fifth grade, man. Dang. I was at the age where you're looking at, like, the Sears catalog and looking at the go-karts going, no way, I would love to have one of those. You know what I mean?
My dad, he started in 85.
In 85. So Grandpa was a late bloomer in the whole karting thing.
Yeah, he was.
Right?
Yeah.
And how old was Pops? Was he young like you?
My dad?
Yeah.
Or my grandpa?
Your dad?
My dad's 40.
No, I'm saying, was he young like you when he started karting?
I think, yeah. Well, not as young as me, but I think he was about, like, probably, I think back then you had to start at a later age because they didn't have cadet-sized carts back then.
Right.
They just had a full-size cart, and you just drove it.
Huh.
So I believe they started probably around, like, the age of, like, 9 or 10 or something like that, maybe
gotcha.
7.
Gotcha. So, man, he was 5 years old when his dad started karting, right?
Yeah.
Man, I would love to talk to Grandpa one time and just, you know, to pick his ear and just say, "What? How did you get intrigued with karting? You know what I mean? Was he used to race cars before that, or how did he even get involved in it? You know, just saw a go-kart one day?
He got involved with it. There was this neighbor, one of his neighbors that he had a whole bunch of go-karts and stuff, and my grandpa would go over there and, like, help him out. Just because he was interested in it, and then he let my grandpa drive one day and fell in love with it.
Gotcha. That's kind of how I was. I mean, I drove a few when I was in, like, I don't know, 6th or 7th grade, maybe 8th grade. My friend had one, and it was just stuffed in this little shed in his backyard. And I'm like, what is wrong with that thing? How come it's in this shed and you're not driving it? I mean, I was tripping while you had this cool go-kart, and it was just a, you know, like I say, a Sears one or something, you know, it's just a cheap one. But
yeah.
His life doesn't run. It hasn't run for years. And so I stayed home from school one day and I went over to his house and I cleaned the carburetor. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just knew that that's why this stuff didn't run, because the carburetor is dirty. So I cleaned it all up and got a new spark plug and poured some gas in, and I had that thing running. And when he got off the bus, I went ripping by him on his go-kart. I said, "Brah!" He was like, "What?" That was kind of my first experience kind of on one, and then I started going to the indoor and stuff, and I used to race motorcycles in the AFM. That's where my background is from, street bikes, you know, and then I've always wanted a kart, though. When we got into street bikes, my other two buddies, they were like, I tried to get them into go-karts, and they were like, "No, we're going to do bikes." So I've got a bike too. I was sitting up with all my buddies. But fine. And we always went to the indoor, and I always did good on the indoor. Always doing good on the indoor. And I thought, just like everybody
else.
I've actually
never done indoor karting at all. I haven't.
Not at all?
Haven't done it yet. Nope.
Oh, man. If you go, check it out. Oh, I'm going to give away my secret to everybody now. You got to get weights. Use ankle weights on your feet. I know it sounds funny, but you got to get some more weight on the front end and sit as far forward as you can. That's my
pick. So that way they'll work.
Yeah, you gotta get some weight on that front end. So I just put some, like, the biggest ankle weights I can find on my feet and go karting. It works. But
strength
then I got the real karting
too.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was saying it strengthens your ankle in the process too.
Right, and that's why I'm weak. My ankles have been broken so many times that I can't even hardly walk anymore, but that's all right. I'm not scared. That's why I drive cars. You don't have to walk, right?
Yep.
But you should go check it out one time, just to go check it out. It's just fun. And I think you'd have fun, you know? And then you and your grandpa and your dad can all go karting together, right?
That is very
true. How fun would that be?
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
Right? Then you can go spank everybody. Yeah, what's up, guys? Where you at? I hope they're both not listening. But like I say, I thought I was going to do good when I came into, you know, I went and bought a cart. You're going to laugh, Elijah. I don't know if you heard the story, but when I bought my first cart, like, 3 years ago, I paid way too much for it. It had a HPV 100 motor on it. So I bought, it was an old Amic cart. And it just looked really cool. So I bought it for way too much. Guy totally burned me. But at any cost, I got it all going. And I brought it up to Prairie City. And I took it to Bill and Paula. And Paul says, "You got to go have Bill look at it and check it and this and that." So he goes to look at it. He's like, "Oh, dude, this is a cadet cart." I'm like, "I know. Isn't it cool?"
Oh, jeez.
That's what I say. "Oh, isn't it cool?" He goes, "No, you don't understand. This is for little kids." I'm all, my jaw just hit the ground. I'm like, "What?" Well, that's why I feel so cramped in that thing. I thought they were all just small. So So I didn't even take it out that day. He's like, you can still drive it if you want, you know. And I said, well, no, I'm going to keep it in the truck so I don't embarrass myself and got around here to buy. So I'm going to tell you, that car, it was an old Emic with an HCV I bought for $1,700. I think I got him down to $1,500. I ended up selling that car for, I went and bought a brand new Harbor Freight motor, put it on there, sold it for $500. The car and that motor. And I gave the motor away, the HPV's motor away to Garwood. So his kids could have a two-stroke to rip around in. So I lost a little money on my first car. And I ended up buying one from Bill for like $800. And then
not
it was
bad.
An animal motor that we don't even race around here. So I still couldn't race.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, geez, I'm just losing. And finally, Chris Rossi, Josh Garwood came in and said, hey, I found a motor so you can race the first race. And it's Chris Rossi, this guy named Chris Rossi, and he's going to let you use a motor. So I put the motor on, and I got a fourth place my first race ever. And they trophied up
the
top.
That's really
good. So my first race, I got a trophy. I was almost like in tears because I got a trophy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that actually, that cart was actually the same as your cart. It was the same one, man. I really like that cart. It's crazy because I go a little faster now, but I think it's because of the seat time. But it was a VLR, but they made chassis for like other people too, right? And just call them something else.
I don't know. I've heard stuff like that, but I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Because my chassis is exactly like your guys' chassis. I mean, it's to a T. My buddy bought the KLS. Is the KLS?
I think I've heard something like that. Yeah.
Right. It was pretty much the same. And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh wow. And so I dialed it in because I already spent a bunch of time on my car to figure it out and made him fast quick, and he all of a sudden was going faster than me, so I quit helping people out. I don't like that. No, I'm just kidding. I try to help every chance I get. But I had actually that car. Why did you go to that brand? What from the CRG, was that your last car you had?
Yeah, the CRG was the last car I had. The reason we switched is we had struggled really bad with the CRG just our last year and gotten we had a brand new chassis, went to go race a KPX race in Davis, got bent, it was bent, so then we just struggled with it for the rest of the year. And David was trying one out, and he was like, hey, why don't you try out this chassis, just try it, see how you like it. So tried it, and I was like, this thing is so easy to drive, it's amazing, like it's great from the get-go. It's
right.
Like I said, that four race weekend, we didn't really do much to the cart, like change wise. Like we went to four different tracks and we didn't do many changes at all.
Right, right.
We had went to we went from Fresno, the Fresno race, which is in the parking lot, and then the next weekend we went to Stockton, and then the last two races were in Prairie City. So, I mean, those are all completely different tracks. You didn't make much change.
Right. Change the gear and air pressure probably, and that's about it, huh?
Yeah, and maybe the width throughout the day, maybe, depending. But, other than that, not much.
You know, that's the same as the Burrell, man. I don't make a lot of changes. They're good. Like the settings, like the stock settings, work pretty good everywhere. You don't have to veer off them very far, you know, and that's...
Yeah.
That's huge for me, not being the, you know, Gucci tuner, you know, not being able to talk to my tuner and say, hey, this is what it's doing. What do I do? You know, I just
I feel like it's a really good cart for people who are just not only just getting into racing, but mainly for the people who are just getting into racing or karting, because then they're able to understand how to work on the chassis and everything else. Like, it's not that hard to work on. It's kind of like the setup that comes with it. It works basically everywhere.
Right. And that's huge. I got a friend, well, he just became a friend. He's new to karting. That's how I met him. And, you know, people always ask me, well, how's it feel? He's like, I don't know. You know, he doesn't know what feels bad and what feels good, you know? It's hard.
Yeah.
Right. So what we used to do is I'd make big change. Like, I'd go from 50 inches to 53 inches. You know what I mean? 3 inches wider. So it was, like, dramatic. you know? And that's how I started feeling change, you know, like that. Big changes. Little changes, I couldn't tell you what I was doing. I didn't know. You know, I still can't. It sucks. But I'm getting better. I am getting better. I have my moments. That's what I say. I have moments of greatness and not too many of them, but I'm getting better. And I'm not giving up. I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to keep going. Because that's what Elijah told me.
Yep.
All right, all right. All right, all right. What's the future look like for Elijah White?
Racing-wise, I don't really know. I just want to keep karting until I can't kart anymore. Of course, I would like to go somewhere bigger, but financially, I don't think that's going to happen. So,
right. It's expensive.
I mean, I'm fine with karting for the rest of my life. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Right, especially when you're winning and doing great things. I mean, shoot, you're like, you run at the front. I mean, I don't,
yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but last year, I don't remember you on Vasquez's app like that. You were like, I think you were faster than him. You know, so you really stepped it up this year. You're like on the next level, right? I mean,
yeah.
Right, that's good.
Like I said, we've been doing a lot of testing this year, and I think that has helped a lot. And I'm able to understand the cart more, whereas last year we were still kind of getting used to it a little bit.
Right.
And now we know everything, so it's a little easier.
You know everything. If you know everything, you should quit carting and go be a winner. Go be good. Because if you know everything, all you kids know everything. It's crazy how I talk to every kid, and they all know everything. It's weird. I wish I did. But, hey, you know what? I got. I keep getting these texts on my producer, and I think he's right here. Why don't you chime in? Steepa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Buddy, there you are. Well, you know, you can chime in, dude. Help me out here, man. You can jump right in any time, brother. Unless you don't want to, if you want to kick back and chill. and have cocktails, that's what you do. You know what I mean? You don't have to.
That's kind of what I've been doing. But my question for Elijah was, what do you think about the KA, and what do you think about SCUSA or moving up into that ranking? Is it more of a financial thing of not going into SCUSA?
Yeah, for SCUSA, for us, it's more of a financial thing. You spend it's a lot more money. And, I mean, you do just as well, but I don't know. It's just a little too much for me. I mean, I would love to run scooter races I would love to run a full entire pro kart or pro tour, but we're just not there financially.
Man, and it's hard to get a ride, too, when you're doing that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't know if anybody gets a full ride, maybe the top guy or top two guys even, you know. It's like there's no... like real huge sponsors, right?
Yeah. No, not really.
What about the KA, running the KA?
We thought about, I think we're going to run, I think we're going to probably get one next season. Not sure yet, but we've been thinking about it. I drove David, and I had flashbacks. Brought me back to the good old two-cycle days. We had, like, KTVs and Yamahas, kind of the same thing a little bit. Has a lot more mid-range, though, than a KTV.
Nice.
But, yeah,
I liked it.
It was fun. I think we're definitely going to look forward to getting one in the future, though. What was that? I'm sorry.
Would you run it on the same chassis or get a different chassis?
Yeah. I would definitely want to try it out on a VLR. I think it would work pretty good.
Right. Is that what David does? Does he run his on the same chassis?
He's currently testing it, yeah.
Cool. So he's going to jump on next year, huh? Has he run any this year?
I don't think he hasn't run the KA this year. It's just more like a play thing, just kind of testing it out still and seeing how it works and stuff like that.
Well, tell him to get his butt in gear and start racing that thing. They need more guys out there. He'll be a tell him to get racing. Man.
I will.
And you too. I'd love to see you in one too. I think next year is going to be a big year. I think the Bear might be even thinking about getting one.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, is that going to be you next year? You going to have a bunch of the Briggs and Stratton stuff for sale?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'd rather keep it, you know. Yeah. There's stuff I like about the kit, the 206, like we did the Sid White, you know, at the beginning of the year. That's pretty fun doing a 4-hour enduro, you know. So.
Right. I think
it'd be kind of neat.
Right, Robert's gonna do an enduro over in Reno this year. I think we're trying to put one together.
That would be pretty fun. Yeah.
Right. Do you do any enduro stuff, Elijah? Do you get a team together with all your guys and do any of that stuff?
I can't because I'm so short. Everybody's so much taller than me, so it's kind of difficult for me to do an enduro because I'm so small.
Right. Well, we just got to get some short people.
I know. I got to get some short people.
We need to get some vertically challenged people. How about that? Does that sound better?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's too funny. I got to turn off my ring. I keep getting texts. But, yeah, I would like to see you in the KA next year. That would be awesome. What about being vertically challenged? Is that – because I know you got to move your seat way forward, you know. Does that affect your cart a bunch? Or it's just, I guess, like the kids, huh? You have to use your foot rises and pedal extenders and all that?
No, I made my dad use a crusher wrench to bend my pedals back so I don't have to use pedal extensions. I didn't want them. But the car does handle a little bit differently because the people who are a little bit taller, they're able to lean to the outside in the corners. I'm not sure if you've seen that, but they'll lean to the outside, and it helps lift that inside tire, causing the car to unload that inside tire. And so for me, it's harder to get the car to do that.
Right. I do that a lot now. That was when I got a little better in karting when I figured that out. Because your whole life, yeah, I grew up skateboarding and motocross and snowboarding and skateboarding and mountain bike racing. I mean, I did all that. I grew up in Tahoe. And everything I've ever learned and done is all leaning in. Lean into everything. You know what I mean? You want to lean in. Get that. But karting is the exact opposite. You do not want to lean in. Sometimes you do, I guess, but you want to lean out and push out so that tire comes off the ground. And it's like, wow, once I figured that out and could, in my brain, do that, you know, because who goes in a car and turns the car and leans out, you know, to the inside? Or, you know, it's like you just don't do that, you know, on a motorcycle or in or anything, bicycles, everything, you lean in. And it was a weird thing, weird concept for me to finally get. But now I'm getting it. I'm still slow, but I'm getting it.
As long as you're getting it, that's good.
Right. Got to be going forward, right? Going forward.
Always going forward.
Right. Well, all right. Well, let's take a little break and play a quick song. I know we talk a lot on here, but that's what we do. We talk a lot, and that's what we're going to keep doing. And we have Elijah White with us tonight. We've got Steve Go in the background there. He's having cocktails and just chilling. He said the kids are out of town. And it's just him and Mama tonight, so he's chillaxing, man, and loving life. Oh, here he comes. He just came back.
Yeah, right. All right.
But, my bad.
Let's play a song.
I love it. All right, this is Hump Day with Terrell. That's Elijah White, and that's Steve Pago. You're listening to the Hump Day with Terrell Show exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years, Rodney does driver coaching and tuning and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sports. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up, what up, what up? Hooray over here. Hanging out, being cool. I'm out on the boat tonight. I'm trying to get it ready. We're going to go camping this weekend in the boat. It's going to be a good time. We have yet to do that. But we have Elijah White with us on the phone tonight. We've been talking to Elijah. How are we doing? You hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm doing good still.
All right, all right. We haven't bored you yet, huh? Usually
no.
People get bored. I usually talk too much is what my problem is, but that's why I have a radio show, so I can. No one can tell me that I can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, so I want to do another show with you, okay, with you and your whole family. So we're going to talk. We want to
okay.
do a whole show. We'll get Jeff on here and Dad and, man, I just would love to talk to them all, you know? It would be awesome. So let's do that. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, all right. And we do have some other callers that are supposed to be calling in tonight. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it. We had them call and say, I'm going to try. And when usually people say, I'm going to try, it means, nah, they're not calling. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But, Elijah, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, for giving us a little insight on your program. And, man, just giving us a little, you know, telling us a little bit about Elijah White and where you come from and what it's been and how's everything going. And, man, I would love to plug you. Like I said, we talked about earlier, and we'll get something going, you know. We'll definitely get something going for you. So
okay.
Thank you very much. And we'll definitely be in touch because, like I say, I want to get the whole family on here and talk to everybody. Real quick, what do you think of the mom's race? What do you think of the mom's race? And what do you think of – a lot of people say that we should try to get a ladies' race, you know, that the girls could race. And I don't know if there's enough to do something like that, but what do you think of that? You think it would attract more ladies to the sport if they didn't have to go racing with all the boys?
I think it'll be probably more fun for them, maybe. It'll be like a good beginner class, too, as well. And once they get a little bit more confident and they're doing well in like that class, then maybe if they want, they can go to the normal class and step up there. I know in Stockton, I think, I'm not sure if they still have it, but they used to have a women's class, and they used to have a good turnout there. So I definitely think
right.
it would be a good – I think it would be a good idea, and I think it's just another way to get the moms into racing more because not all moms are into it. But, I mean, they're
right,
at the track
right,
tonight
right.
as well.
I think that was a great race at the KPS there. Man, if every track
yeah.
had rental cars, you'd do a whole series with the KPS and moms. I think it'd be awesome. Right?
Yeah.
But anyways, all right. Well, thank you very much. And what's next? We're going to Marina. Right?
Yep.
That's the next race.
I'll be down there next weekend testing at their – I think they have a race next weekend, so we'll be there.
It is next weekend?
I believe the club has a race there. So I'm pretty sure everybody's going to go there the weekend before and test there and stuff like that. Not next weekend. No, not next weekend. It's in a couple weeks.
Okay.
I think,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It's in a couple
okay,
weeks.
Okay, next weekend, I am hating it. I am not. This isn't good for me.
it's July 14th and 15th, I believe, is their club
yeah,
race.
Yeah, 14th and 15th, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so
I plan on going down there on.
I knew the dates, but
on
I got
the 14th.
I'm all mixed. I got it confused a little bit.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, all right, all right. Well, I'm very, 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 very stoked. I'm really stoked for you. I am. I think great things in your future. I think you've already had great things, and I think it's just going to keep going for you, man. I've watched you get faster and farther up front. You know, I didn't watch you a lot when I first came around because you were just barely getting into the four-stroke, I think. I think you were doing a lot of two-stroke stuff still.
No, I've always done pretty much both since I was in juniors. It's just understanding the four-stroke a little bit better is what we were struggling with and stuff like that. But we got our program down pretty good this season.
Right? Yeah, obviously you have it down pretty good because,
good boy.
Telling you, you were hauling. Like I say, I couldn't wait. I wanted to wanted to see that path, man. I wanted to see that path. I was waiting.
Everybody's been telling me. They're just like, when were you going to do it? And I was like, I was going to do it that lap. But, yeah, just a series of unfortunate events.
Right, right. And it happens to everybody, you know. I've lost a few chains. I was leading the race, and I was way out front. And it was my first race where I was, like, way out front. I don't get to do that very often, and I threw a chain. It was awful. I was so bummed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm really stoked to have you on the show. Let's have you back. We'll talk to you about a few different things, you know, and we'll get you going on the Hump Day with the Rail Show, okay?
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right. No worries. Anytime. And, man, tell everyone to listen, you know. Let's try to get our listeners raised up because you're good at it. Like I told you when we were on the break, you're a natural. You should be a movie star or something. Cause you're just a natural.
Thank you.
So, good job. And we will talk to you very soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Elijah.
No problem.
All right. That's Elijah White, everybody. Man, what a great gal. She's just faster than snot. I mean, gosh, Pagot, she hauls, man. She's fast, eh?
Yeah, she is. Definitely some talent, you know.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
Right, right. Well,
makes me a little bit jealous. Makes me jealous.
What's that?
She makes me jealous. She started in preschool.
Right.
It's like, whatever, right?
No doubt, dude. No doubt. She, preschool. My grandpa used to pick me up and we'd go to the track until I just couldn't go anymore when I was three.
Right?
Like, wow. That's amazing. So,
awesome.
All right. Well, I think we're going to cut out of here a little early tonight, people. Thanks for jumping in with us tonight. I hope we're going to talk a little bit more about club racing. We're going to save that for next week. We're going to try to get some people to call in. We reached out to a few board members. Like I said, they're going to be tough to call in. They don't like talking about it for some reason. I don't know. If I was on the board, I'd want to talk to everybody about it. You know what I mean? But we'll get someone in here. I know that we can get Stockton will probably call in. We can get him calling in. Alan's a great dude. We'll try to get some Blue Mass. We'll try to get some Prairie City. We'll talk to Marquise out there. And we'll figure something out. We'll get it going for y'all. So thanks for tuning in. You guys have been great. What's that?
So you got the big Gold Rush this weekend at
Davis,
right?
Gold Rush at
right?
Davis. Yeah, this weekend. Gold Rush at Davis. So if you're not doing nothing, get out there and race. They've had a good turnout lately and some good racing. So get out there. And I guess Briggs is one of their sponsors now. So they're
nice.
Looking a little bit. I'm not sure how you don't like the Briggs and then you love the Briggs. I guess if you get something for it, then you're going to love it, right?
Heck yeah. I'll always take anything free. I'll take a free spark plug,
right.
You know?
Right, man, I'm telling you. But, the Gold Rush series is at Davis this weekend. So get out there and go check out the racing over there. Good little track. It's a fun little track. And it should be a good turnout. So go check that out. I don't know about any other racing this weekend. Is there any other thing happening?
Not that I'm aware of. I think that's the only club race. And then there's something else the following weekend, but I'm not sure.
Right.
I haven't followed too many other stuff. But actually, that's what it is. Sonzura is next weekend, the week after 4th of July. Sonoma is running their club race. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
be able to run Saturday.
I'm going to run Saturday.
You're
going to
go up?
I can't do. I'll be out there Saturday. Yeah. So.
Not racing Sunday, though? Or do they race Saturday?
They race on Sunday. Nope, not racing. You know, my poor butt works on Sundays. So anytime I race, I have to take a day off of work. And I'm not willing to. So, but anyway,
affording the races is easy. Affording the races is easy. It's just missing the time off work is not easy. You know what I mean? That's what I hate about. They go on vacation. I can afford the vacation. I just can't afford the time off work. You know?
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You know? So,
anyway. Well, thanks, right. for hooking it up. I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing over there. And, man, we'll see you. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm headed to Nashville, Tennessee on Friday for a week. So.
Oh, that's what you said. Right. We're going to be missing the dough next week. I'm going to be lost.
Yes, you will be.
I don't know what to do.
You'll find your way. You'll find your way.
Oh, man, I'm scared. I don't know if I can do it all by myself. I did years ago, but I haven't been a long time, so I don't know.
we all can do it.
Right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to sign off. You're listening to Harrell. You're listening to Steve Pago, and you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Hump Day with Harrell Show. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.